So, as you all know, my name is Jessica. Okay, so in this talk, I'm going to share something kind of personal, so I ask of you to not only listen with your ears, but with your heart as well. Okay. So one of the things that we want to do this weekend is to take time out and think, what do we want out of life and what we expect out of it? A lot of us have dreams and ambitions. A lot of us don't exactly know where we're going with life. I, on the other hand, want to do everything. Like, it's crazy. Even my mom calls me crazy, and I'm her own daughter, but anyways. So I'm hoping to major in physical therapy or sports training and minor in business. I'm hoping to be a personal trainer for an athlete's team, like Orlando City or a Major League Baseball team. See? Crazy. Well, the reason why I want to do this is because sports have been in my life my entire life, since before I could walk. And also because if I'm traveling with a team, it would also help me complete my second goal of traveling the world. So, and then once I'm tired and I want to settle down and start a family, I want to open a little tattoo shop. Tattoos. A lot of y'all probably didn't expect that from me, but surprise. So I sometimes question whether that is the right way to go, because a lot of people consider tattoos to be something that's damaging the body that God so beautifully created. But I don't know, I feel like God calls me to do that because my love for art is like so immense. And then I also think that the human body is just something so amazing and unique. Now, if you combine them both, it's like mind-blowing, like it's amazing. So, you know, yeah, I want to do that. Another big goal of mine is to, you know, get married with a guy who loves me unconditionally. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? And I want to at least have a little baby boy with him, and then I will definitely want to adopt a little girl. I want to give love to someone who didn't receive it. All of us should have, you know, great ambitions and dreams. And most of the times when we do, we question them. You know, we have doubts and we have fears. I doubt myself a lot. You know, I question myself like, wait, are my dreams too crazy? Are they too exaggerative? Like, I'm probably never gonna reach them. And then sometimes my main fear is that I'm gonna be too busy chasing my dreams that I'm not gonna have enough time for my family, my friends, you know, and, you know, Jesus Christ our Savior. That's one of my biggest fears. But I feel like the main reason why, you know, I have these ambitions is because God blessed me with a desire to live life to the fullest. So, there's this one friend of mine, he's like super amazing. He's an artist, a photographer, he has a motorcycle, he surfs. Like, he's crazy amazing, you know, and he's always going to new places. And he works at a little tattoo shop over in Orlando, and he inspires me a lot. Like, he's really, really cool, because it's everything that I pretty much want to do. I've dedicated a lot of my time into drawing, you know, perfecting the talent that God gave me, you know, drawing. And so now my life is pretty much school, softball, drawing, church. Church, ooh, that's been a new thing to my life, and I'm so happy that it is, because God definitely has a big role in my future. You know, I want to be that one little cute family that goes to church every Sunday. I still want that, you know, because God's been with me my entire life. You know, sometimes, you know, I questioned him at the beginning, but I knew that he was there. You know, I had that little feeling that he was there walking with me. And also because, you know, he knows who I am, and he knows where I'm going with life. So I read this little verse in the Bible. I'm going to read it to you guys. Ooh, dropping stuff. Sorry. Okay. It's Jeremiah 1:4. Chapter 1:4. Okay. The word of the Lord came to me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Just let that soak in. Yeah? When I first read that, I was like I was shocked. I was... At the same time, you know, I had a sense of fulfillment. Like, I was relieved. Like, oh, I was, like, spending my entire life just, like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with my life? And then just reading that, I'm like, oh, God's got me. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for every single one of you. I mean, if he didn't, it wouldn't be in that beautiful love note, you know? Like, all I could think about when I thought about whenever I read it was God, you know, carving me out of clay, just like they're like making every little movement of my body. And as he's like carving me out, he's saying, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to become this, you're going to do, you know, just planning my life out as he's making me.
You know,
he's planning everything of my life. He calls to us through different ways, you know. Sometimes we listen and sometimes we don't. I want you guys to imagine something, okay? I want you guys to imagine that there's this really, really pretty brick road leading to your dreams and your ambitions. Kind of like the Wizard of Oz. Anybody seen the Wizard of Oz? Okay, so as you're walking down that brick road, and you're just going, and then all of a sudden to the left, you see your friend. She's like, hey, come on over. You know, there's a cool party down this forest. You know, just come on. And you're like, oh, I don't know. She's like, come on. That road just leads you to your dreams. Nothing, no biggie. You know, come on. And it's your best friend, so you decide to go over. So you go over, go to the party, have a few drinks, right? So you're starting to feel, you know, a little drunk, right? And give a little spin like you're about to pass out, and you land on that brick road, okay? So you kind of get up, and you look back into that forest, and you're like, yeah, no, that was not for me. So you get back up, continue walking on that brick road. Again, you're walking, following your dreams, and on to the right, you see your crush. And your crush's like, hey, baby. So, of course, you're like, oh, hello. So, you know, it's the guy that you dreamed about, girl, you know? So, okay. So you decide to go down there, you know, to be with him. You know, he makes you, you're trying to do everything to make him happy, or her happy. So you do some stuff that you really don't want to do, you know, you fall in love, but then he breaks your heart. Oh, she breaks your heart. I'm sorry. Sorry. And so as you're at the point of like throwing yourself back into your bed, you know, to drown yourself in your tears, and you're like about to throw yourself, you end up landing right on that brick road. And you're just like, oh, okay, we're just going to land on this road. Okay, might as well continue. So you continue walking down that brick road. You're getting closer to your dreams and your ambitions. And then all of a sudden, like, there's a little piece of, like, the brick kind of, like, sticking up. And you trip over it, and you're falling. And this is something that happened all by yourself. And you tripped. It's your fault, you know? And then something catches you. And you look up, and you realize that it's God. And that's the moment that you realize that the force, that thing that was bringing you back to that brick road, was him all along. He was that one person that was calling you by your name, saying, oh, hey, Jessica. You know, just, oh, Jessica, come back onto this brick road, you know. I mean, you didn't hear it, but there's those things that made you come back onto that brick road. It was him calling you back to that brick road. You know, God will meet you wherever you are. You know, he's going to be there, and he's going to guide you. He's going to be next to you walking down that brick road. You know, because he knows the life he has planned for you. He called us this weekend because there's a message that he wants us to hear. You know, God speaks through many things, you know, events, people, and if we just, all we have to do is sit still and listen. When I first came to Antioch, oof. You know, I'll admit, I had some walls up. I was like, wait, these people are way too happy. Y'all need to back up. No. You know? But then as I, like, continued, you know, on this weekend, I realized that all the people, all the team members, genuinely cared about me. You know, they wanted the best for me. So after I saw that, you know, I started kind of, you know, breaking my rock, becoming a little rose. And I saw that they had their hearts filled with, like, a fire, like the Holy Spirit, and I wanted that too. And that's when I opened up my heart, and I left with, you know, my heart just burning up. I was full of it. I loved it. I fell in love. And that's what I want for you guys too. You know, I want you guys to leave with that Holy Spirit burning in your heart. We are on a journey through life, and he is walking with us and trying to touch us, you know, through people and things of everyday life. And sometimes we fail to understand. You know, we fail to understand the message, but then later on we reflect. And we recognize that it was the voice of God, you know, all along. The time I lost myself was in ninth grade. I fell in love with the wrong guy. You know. He was my first love, my first boyfriend, you know, my first kiss. Yeah, I would do anything to make him happy. I started skipping school. I started, you know, focusing more on making him happy and instead of school, you know, something that I needed for my life. And I started lying to my parents too. And then one day I decided to skip with him. So we went out and he wanted to do stuff. And, you know, luckily I did not have sex. But, you know, I did do some stuff that I'm definitely not proud of. You know, he saw my body completely, you know, something that God created for me, and he, you know, he saw it, and I showed it to him to make him happy. And once I left him, you know, I had this huge pain in my stomach. You know, I felt so ashamed of myself. I felt worthless. Like I couldn't believe that I actually, you know, did all that. You know, I became that person. It was just worthless. You know, and then after that, yeah, I left him. I left him because the feeling that he had for me was lust, not love. I was just kind of living life without actually living. And then one day my mom was like, hey, your godmother called and she wants to see if you can help her out with giving classes for kids that are doing the First Communion. And I was like, yeah, of course, you know, I'll do it for the volunteer hours. That was my first mentality. And so I was, of course, doing it for the volunteer hours. And as I was teaching them, I was remembering that, you know, God loves me. He's going to forgive me for my mistakes. He's going to meet me there. You know, he's going to be there no matter what. And then after that, I started doing my confirmation. And then I came to this retreat and I felt saved. Like, like I had this just breath. I was like, yes. Like I was finally alive. You know, I knew everything was going to be okay because God knows me and he has a plan for me. God is with us and his presence can be felt so often, you know, and sometimes we miss the chance. Now, I'm pretty guilty of it. Sometimes, you know, I choose to skip church instead of, you know, going, you know, instead I'd rather do other stuff than go to church. And then sometimes I'm like sinning and I know I'm doing something bad, but instead of stopping, I just continue, you know, and that makes it difficult to be aware of his presence. You know, our lives are filled with distractions, which, you know, keep us away from him. The world can be so loud and overpowering at times, and there's a matter of time, being busy, schoolwork, sports, you know, so it's really difficult to be focusing on him and having him in your presence. You know, nowadays it's also really rare seeing him. You know, you rarely see him on movies, rarely see him in social media, and that's pretty bad, you know, because they're teaching us that supposedly happiness is doing drugs or having a bunch of girls or just having money instead of showing you the true thing, which is God. God is the main source of happiness. There's a lot of noise inside of us too, not just outside. That can be major distractions, you know, such things such as envy, insecurities, ambitions, and just anger, jealousy, stuff like that can be distractions as well. So it's important that you don't have envy for others, because they're your brothers and your sisters. And also, God has a plan for you, so you shouldn't be jealous or hating on another's person's plan that God gave them. God may be calling you by your name, and sometimes you listen, and sometimes you have those distractions inside you that keep you away from it. My ambition for this week, because God has a lot of ambitions for us, and one of the ambitions for this week is to get you guys to, you know, realize that God is calling you by your name, and that he is there for you. And I also want you guys to just grow as a group. I think he called me this weekend because he wants me to give this talk to you guys. And also, I also believe that this weekend is God's perfect opportunity to say something special to you guys. So I ask of you guys to please just open up. Open up and listen, because he may speak to me in this presentation or in discussion group or in the words of a song or even just in a quiet moment. But if we don't aren't open enough to listen to that, then we're not going to hear him. You know, We don't know when or how, but if we listen, we are sure to hear him call us by our name. And once you listen and hear him call your name, that will be the moment he sets your heart on fire. Thank you.